truth be told, or your bullshit getting old. The world is getting cold. Don't nobody owe you nothing, so quit fronting. Nothing wrong with being honest. It's a lot of broken promises. Truth be told, we could communicate without all the gun violence. All it took was one conversation. It'll prevent a whole lot of altercation.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Truth Be Told. I'm your host, as always, James C. Turner, Jr. And you guys know I'm one of the biggest Browns fans ever. So today I got a very special guest with me. He's a former quarterback at Nebraska, Saddleback College, and UNLV, as well as dominating at other positions. But we'll get into that. And the newest Cleveland Browns fullback, Johnny Stanton. Johnny, how are you, brother?
I'm great. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thanks for coming, man. How's the last few days been treating you?
It's been wild. I had a great introduction to Cleveland earlier this week. An awesome introduction to Cleveland Browns fans on social media and everything. And yeah, it's been a whirlwind of a week.
Yeah, Cleveland, man. One thing I'll tell you about Cleveland fans is like they'll go all in on you right away. We're really big lovers of our sports out here.
No, and it's been real fun so far.
So awesome. Let's go back. So when would you say you remember like finding your passion for sports and football in general, and what were some influences on you?
I always grew up playing sports. You know, the first thing I would do, I think probably 99% of the days after school, after middle school, elementary school, would be going to a sports practice, which was probably followed up by another practice for some other sport, some other team after that. I didn't really fall in love with football though until high school. My freshman year of high school was the year that I really, you know, football became my favorite sport. Before that it was baseball. And after freshman football season, I kind of realized like, man, I'm kind of good at this and it's really fun. I think the camaraderie that I got out of it was way closer than, you know, anything I was able to get in any other sport, any other teams. And from that point on, I was, that was a sport I wanted to go forward with.
Now, did you ever at any point see yourself, like you said, you played baseball. Did you see yourself maybe playing that sport before you got into football? What positions did you play?
I played first base, outfield, catcher. You know, I really enjoyed it. I wanted to keep playing. I felt like I needed to stop after my freshman year because, you know, once football kind of became my focus, I really wanted to be able to spend as much time on it as possible. And I decided to stop playing so I could play spring football because it was a really big, you know, opportunity to be able to get better. I continued to play basketball all the way up until my senior year then that was only because I tore my ACL my senior football season. But basketball was also a love of mine. I really think it, you know, helped foot speed. And, you know, I always tell little, you know, younger kids, high school guys, elementary school guys, if you have a chance, play another sport because, you know, they really do improve other aspects of your game.
You know, and I'm kind of glad you brought up the ACL tear. Cause I wanted to know, you know, mentally, you know, at such a young age, like what does that, you know, do to you? And how do you, you know, get the courage to like come back and get right back into everything and start working out and surgery? And
it was hard. It was, you know, obviously it was, you know, something that really felt like, you know, a roadblock. But I think at that point I already knew that, you know, you talk to most athletes, football players, you know, they've, I think about half of them probably had an ACL surgery at some point in their life. It really almost seems like a rite of passage now, you know, just like major league players, major league pitchers having, you know, Tommy John surgery. It almost seems the same thing for football players with an ACL surgery nowadays. So knowing that, if it felt, you know, not an insurmountable, you know, obstacle to be able to overtake, I was able to get past it. I worked hard. The hard part was coming back and actually playing. When I was at Nebraska, I left there because I knew I wasn't going to get much of a chance to be able to play, and I really needed game reps. So that's when going back home to Saddleback Junior College really helped me to be able to play a full season and really get back into playing football and find my love for it again.
And you brought up Saddleback College. You put up some huge numbers there. I believe it was 27 passing touchdowns and you rushed for 12. Do you feel like going to a smaller school is harder to get yourself like on scouts' radars, or do you think that doesn't affect it?
Well, with junior college, it's a little bit of a different scenario. You know, there are guys who will go from, you know, just like I tried to do and was able to do, go from junior college back up to the Division One level. I was considered what's called a bounce back, would go from Division One back to junior college in order to transfer and then back to Division One. You know, the guys who are able to get, you know, into the league from Division Two or Three schools, Division One, Double A, are extremely impressive, and those guys are just incredible athletes that just somehow got overlooked. As far as junior college bounce back guys go, or guys who start at junior colleges and go to schools from there, you know, there are a lot of guys in the NFL who did that, and I'm happy to be able to be consider myself one of them.
And you know, you were able to transfer to UNLV, which is a great school. They have a great program there. And you end up tearing your ligament. I think it's in your right knee, I believe.
Correct.
You know, and that was in 2015. Was there a point where you kind of thought, hey, man, I'm getting injured a lot, I should hang this up? Did that ever cross your mind?
It really didn't. I had to go through a lot of different things with that one because it was only like a medium intensity injury. It wasn't anything like my ACL where, you know, it did finish my season, but more because of the fact that I could run. It just was, it didn't feel as comfortable as maybe, you know, it had before. It was just going to take me longer to be able to recover from it. But it wasn't something life-changing necessarily like the ACL. I never considered stopping. I love football too much. I knew it was something that I could get past. And, you know, that's what, you know, kept me going through it.
You know, I love that. And then, you know, your senior year comes along and we see some flashes of you playing at linebacker. Was that your idea to switch position? And if not, how did you initially feel about that change?
Yes and no. It was kind of my idea, but more when I found out I wasn't going to be able to play as much quarterback as I would have liked, I asked the coaches if I could play some special teams. I felt like that was probably the easiest way to get on the field. Or the easiest transition to be able to get on the field. And once I found some success in that, the linebacker coach invited me to play a little bit of linebackers for during the season, which actually only ended up lasting two games because I was asked to come back to play some quarterback.
Now, what are your feelings on initially going undrafted? And do you feel like your injuries played a part of your draft stock going down?
No, I honestly wish I could say it did. I know that as a quarterback, I wasn't going to be able to make it as an NFL player. I felt like I was good. I wasn't able to prove that when in my college career. I didn't have the college experience, you know, the college quarterbacking experience that I would have, you know, that I dreamed up, you know, having when I was in high school and that kind of thing. I knew that it was going to be an uphill battle for me to be able to get on an NFL roster. So that's when, when the Vikings called me, I was not necessarily surprised because I didn't know that there was a chance, but I was definitely excited to be able to, you know, at least prove that there was a chance that I could play some NFL football. You know, at that point, it was still an uphill battle. I had to be able to make the team on a tryout basis during rookie minicamp. But the fact that they wanted me on the team, you know, really reinstilled some confidence in me.
And I'm glad you brought up the Vikings because I wanted to ask, you got the chance to learn from CJ Ham and eventual future head coach Kevin Stefanski. What was that like getting to learn from those guys even for a short time?
Yeah, CJ, I owe a lot of my, you know, development in the fullback position too. He is a great, great leader. The guy was in the Pro Bowl this year. He was a really impressive player, and he was not selfish at all in teaching the position to me. You know, I was very, very much new. I came into Minnesota during rookie minicamp as a tight end because I felt like that was, you know, my best shot to try to make a team. And when the Vikings signed me, I found out a little bit later that it was as a fullback. And I was very excited. CJ's an awesome guy. I still keep up with him. And the coach Stefanski, you know, I'm very happy to be able to continue my relationship with him. I wish I could have spent more time with him in Minnesota, because in 2018, when I was there, he was in the quarterback room. He's a quarterback coach, and I didn't really spend a whole lot of time, any time in there. And then he was offensive coordinator this last year, but I was only there for 2 weeks, so I didn't really get to, get a great relationship with him or anything. So I'm really excited to be able to continue it. And, you know, he's a great guy, and I really appreciate him bringing me in.
And that's great to hear, because I know a lot of Browns fans just hear analytics and they don't realize Stefanski played football himself. So it's great to hear encouraging words about the new head coach.
Yeah, absolutely.
How do you feel about Cleveland, you know, the city so far? And I know you've only been here a few days, and just how the fans have, you know, been treating you.
Yeah, actually, after I signed, they sent me on a plane back home here in California. So I did only get to spend about 48 hours in total in the city. Most of it really being spent at the facility. But on Monday, when I had a little bit off time, I did get to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and grab a bite to eat near there. So I did get to look a little bit around, and man, it's a beautiful city. I can't wait to get to know it better.
How do you feel you fit with the Cleveland Browns, and how do you think you can help this team this season?
You know, I think Cleveland has a reputation of being, you know, a blue collar, hard nosed, tough city. And I think bringing the fullback position back to the Browns, I'm going to try to, you know, bring that as well. I think the team already shows a lot of that. I love just to be able to instill myself into the culture, and I'm excited to be part of the team. I'm excited to get there in April.
And you know, lastly, with such a talented roster and this new coaching staff, how far do you think this team can go?
As far as we can work to get there. I know that Cleveland fans were disappointed in this last year, but not everything was built in the day. You know, I think Cleveland fans, if they show patience, they can really really be excited about what this team can do. And I you're right. I think we absolutely do have the weapons. I hope just to add to that.
Johnny, you know, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been an absolute pleasure getting to know you and having you on. At this time, I usually have my guests just kind of let the people know anything else they may have going on or just where they can reach them on social media if you'd like to do that.
I appreciate it. I'm Johnny Stanton IV, IV, on Twitter and Instagram, just Johnny Stanton IV. And I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, no problem. And of course, I'm James C. Turner Jr. on IG and at JP's All Day 1990 on Twitter. And thanks again, Johnny.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, make sure you tune in next week.
Nothing but positive vibes all day. Grinding, trying to make a better way. Better listen to what the songs say. Truth be told, you better slow your roll. I've been on the same road before. You know I'm the chosen one. I spit flows from the brain. Young G1.